Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Garwin Lenander, solo this morning. We're going to talk about a couple of different things, but first of all, on October 14th at the Lake Elmo Inn Event Center, there's going to be a educational workshop, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, talking about wills and power of attorney. All are welcome. It's free. It's on the, like I said, the 14th of October. From 6:30 is registration, and from 7 to 8:30. Two attorneys are going to be there. There's going to be some snacks, I understand. And you can call and make reservations at 651-762-9103. And, of course, I'm sure you can just show up at the door and be there. But it's on October 14th. And everybody is welcome. It's being sponsored by St. Andrew's Church, but this is not a religious meeting. This is something for seniors who want to come in and just have some education. Okay, we'll go from there. What I'm going to do is talk about some real, well, sometimes they're real, sometimes they're made up, reasons for not buying long-term care insurance, and I've got some answers for most of them. The first one we talk to, when I talk to people, they'll say, I'm not old enough. Well, my answer always is, if you're over 50 years old, you should be looking at it. Everybody over 50, at least look how long-term care functions, how it works. What are your options? And at least listen to a presentation. You don't necessarily have to buy it. The other group of people who should look at it, who are younger than 50, is if you have some severe health problems in your family. If you've got, dad had Alzheimer's, or grandpa had Alzheimer's, or we've all got diabetes, this is something you need to get before the crisis strikes in yourself, because you won't get it. Number two, if I die, I lose all my money I've put into the contract. That was true until about 2 years ago when Genworth came out with a life policy with a long-term care rider. It's a very good plan. So if you put a dollar in, you know it's going to pay a benefit out. It's going to pay a very generous benefit out. You will make money on it. It's pure that simple. The problem with the Genworth contract was it took a single lump sum of money. A lot of people didn't have $50,000, $60,000, $80,000. I put several of those cases together where we put $250,000 in for husbands and wife. Most people don't have that kind of money. That was the negative. Now there are several companies who have that you can pay it on a monthly basis. I just did a lady the other day over in the cities, a 48-year-old female. She put in $2,900 a year. She got $250,000 of life insurance along with a very generous long-term care benefit. That's called a critical illness, but I'll call it long-term care. And she could afford it, and it worked out very, very well. Also, annuities have long-term care riders. If you've got an annuity, you might want to think about doing an annuity with a long-term care rider. They do work. So that question and answer is really not something you have to worry about now. Most people can afford it. Our family lives too long. We don't really need it, is one I've heard several times. Well, my answer to that is anybody who has a family that lives a long time desperately need it, because if you live a long time, chances are statistically you're going to need it. Somebody's going to need it. And if you don't have it, it will wipe out your asset base. Those people who have critical crises with diabetes or Alzheimer's or something like that, that strike early and kill people early, they're the ones who probably don't need it, and they're the ones who go back number two. If I die, I lose all my money. But those people who have long livers really desperately need it more than anybody else. Number four, we have plenty of money. Again, I hear that quite often. We have $1 million. We have $2 million. We have X amount of money. We don't really need it. We can self-insure. And my question to them is your house paid off? Oh, yeah. We paid that off years ago. We're really proud of that. We paid our house off. The second question is, hey, do you still carry insurance on your house? Well, yeah. You don't have to. No, you don't have to. But why would you carry insurance on your house? Only one home in 1,200 have a serious problem over a lifetime. One in 1,200. Why would you carry homeowner's insurance if you could afford to rebuild it? One in two people, or one in three, depending on males or females, if you get over 70, are going to have a need for long-term care. One in two or one in three versus one in 1,200. People still carry home insurance. I don't know how many seminars I've done. I ask people to raise their hand. How many of you got your house paid off? Boy, their hands pop off and the big smiles. You're carrying homeowner insurance? Well, sure, we always do. You're required by law if you have a mortgage, but if you don't have to carry it, if you don't have a mortgage. Interesting. You carry homeowner's insurance. You carry life insurance. You carry disability insurance. You carry health insurance. You carry car insurance. Statistically, all of those, every one of those, the chances of using that are much, 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 much less than when you get to be 70 and have to do a long-term care situation. Another one I hear a lot about is my brother, my sister, my cousin will take care of me. I had one not just long ago. A lady said, well, my sister will take care of me. She was in her late 50s. I said, okay. How old's your sister? Well, she was almost 70. I said, now think about that for a moment. You've got an elderly sister who was, I think, 12 years older than she, that you're going to count on to give you care. How do you know for sure that that sister is going to be available to take care of you? She said, I never thought of that. That's always a big problem. And can you count on those people? They live here today. The chances are they're going to live here continuously. But what happens if they move away and they go to Texas or they go to Arizona or they go to Maine and something happens to you? There's nobody here to take care of you. The statistics say that the greatest number of people who need help when the crisis strikes are single women. And, of course, that's what happens typically. Couples, there's a 70% chance that the male is gone. The woman is left. She's in her 70s or 80s. And who's going to take care of her? Kids are going to take care of her? Perhaps. I've got children. How many daughters? Oh, I don't have any daughters, but I got a bunch of sons. Don't count on them. Trust me, I've seen it. Boys are not very good caretakers. Many times the girls are available. They live here. That's great. And one of them will become the caretaker. But is that what you really want, is one of your children to be your provider? The government will pay for it. Wrong. The government will pay for part of it. You've got to understand there's a difference between Medicare and Medicaid. Medicare will pay for a portion of your care for the first 100 days. And then they're done. And Medicaid will pay for your care if you are broke. You have to spend down. In Minnesota, a single person is allowed to keep $3,000 before Medicaid will step in. In Wisconsin, it's $2,000. And then Medicaid will step in. But Medicare will pay for part of it for a period of time, and then they're done. And, of course, they've got some very strict rules and regulations about getting the care. So it's not always, doesn't always function that it's going to work. Most of the time it does, but not always. I'll hide my money. I'll give it away. They'll never find it. Wrong. That doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You have a 5-year look back on gifts now. So you say, well, I'm going to give my money to my kids. And then when the time comes, they will give it back to me. That's not a plan. I've got 4 kids. That's wonderful. I'm going to give them 1/4 of all my assets, and I've got enough Social Security and enough money. I'll be fine. And when I need it, well, the kids will give it back. Well, let's assume that you give your money to Mary and her husband, John, and Mary dies. Now, your son-in-law, John, who you really never liked, you go back to John and say, John, I need that money back. Well, you know what John's going to tell you? I don't think so. It's not going to happen. Again, I've seen it. He may be a nice guy, but you are no longer his parent. You are some outside people because he has no ties. His wife is gone. So that is not an option. You can put your money in trust, and that will function as the 5-year, taking care of the 5-year. The biggest problem with people putting their money in trust is they don't do it quick enough. You should be doing that in your late 50s and early 60s to get your trust set up. And by the way, that goes right back to our little meeting that we're going to have again next week, which I'll bring up again, or 2 weeks. The money going into a trust does include the 5-year look back. So if you don't get it done quick enough, then you've got a problem. Medicaid will come in and break the trust. So you got to be very plan these things out, and it's not easy to do. The last one, of course, is the one that just makes me puke when I hear this one. Well, my kids will take care of me. No. Do you want your kids to take care of you? Is that what you really, truly want, is your children to become your surrogate mom and dad, to change your diaper, to feed you, to make all the financial decisions? And, of course, there's the big bite. If one of your kids are taking care of you and making the financial decisions, are the other children going to be happy about it? And I can absolutely guarantee it 100%, there's going to be some conflicts. There's going to be some problems. Betty doesn't like what Mary does with the money. John doesn't like what Mary does with the money. Fred doesn't like what Mary does with the money. And then there's a big family conflab, and things get very, very testy. Unfortunately, I've seen way too many of those. Get your planning done before you need help and before the crisis strikes. Everything is up in the air unless there's a plan. Now, let me just say this again. On October 14th at the Lake Elmo Event Center, that's on Highway 5 in Lake Elmo, there's going to be an attorney, a couple of attorneys present. They're going to talk about wills, trusts, powers of attorney. Give us a call, or don't give us a call. Give a call at 762-9103 for reservations, or you show up at the door. I'm sure they'll let you in. And thank you for being with us this morning on The Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of The Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for The Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.